Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Queen Jean, tuning in on the Fabulous Friday G. Lou Show, where it don't get no better than this. Spend a Friday evening with a chill vibe.
Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2, Cousin Mercy's here, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, mic check sounds good. Good evening, Cousin Mercy.
Good evening, Queen, we are here. And Mr. G. Lou, how are you? Okay.
Yes, thank God.
Sweaty palms and all.
Yeah, just
all right.
Just being thankful. I was just listening to that that drop, listening to the back, the sample of the music, and that those lyrics would be for the rest of the life. Unfortunately, it just happens, you know, smiling faces sometimes. I was like, wow, listen to that, and it's just kind of like, ain't that the truth? Yeah, it was like, okay, shout out to Snow, that was Snow drop, so shout out to Big Snow, yes, and happy birthday to our family, OG Steve, happy C-Day, as you guys would say, so happy C-Day to you, and also giving a shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media, Dee Dee Harrison, Tweed Cadillac, One World Magazine, and the G. Lou After Hours. And Cousin Marcy, what we got going on this evening?
Yes, ma'am. Like I'm jumping out of my seat, if you can't hear. Yes, shout out to everyone, like you said. Sweaty palms and all.
Prince
fan. We're going over Prince tonight, right? Okay, it's like, are we going to the concert? But yes, we are celebrating Prince tonight. We're going to party tonight. It's Friday, 3-day weekend, and we all almost melted this week in Cali. If anybody didn't know, it's a cool 97 right now in the house. So, but yay, we're not complaining. We're just getting through it. So yeah, we're going to party with Prince tonight.
Yeah, the heat is a beast everywhere. Even if it rains, it's still beastie. It's so, just so what, you know, the new trend saying is, it's so disrespectful. The heat is like, no matter where you are, what city, state you are in, the heat is just, it's just disrespectful because it was very hot, you know, like you said, even there. And this heat can really tire you out. It can exhaust you. You know, it can really exhaust you if you're out there in it. So, and even if you're just in the house, you know, it can just really exhaust you. So shout out to everybody who survived, who is surviving the heat and still making it happen, because I know it's not easy. One of the easiest things to
oh,
do.
Oh, goodness. And shout out to anyone with,
like I hear,
if they have any kind of respiratory, asthma, anything like that, bronchitis, they kind of suffer a little bit more. So try to keep yourself hydrated
allergies.
And out of the dry heat as much. Allergies, all of that. Yeah. Oh, goodness. I'm
about
to meet myself. I'm
about
to cough on you.
Until
right?
I moved out here, I never experienced them. I was like, what the heck is going on? The Snooki was like, that's an allergy headache. That's allergies. And I was like, wow. But, yeah. So, look, our lines are open as well before we start our music and talk a little bit about Prince, the amazing, legendary artist. I mean, he was just a jack of all trades and master at them all. All by himself, basically. So, yes.
Yes.
So 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. If you have a request, give us a call as early as you can so we can squeeze it in between our leaves. We have a caller.
Oh, goody. They call it early.
Is that what we have, a caller? No, we don't
have a caller. Yeah, he said we have a caller.
Oh, okay. We got a caller. Caller, hello. Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Hey, good evening.
Good. How are you ladies doing?
Is this Great. Our new old school?
Huh?
Oh, who's on the line?
This is Kayla.
That's
hey,
your best
Kayla
friend.
Girl.
Family Kayla.
Hey, how y'all doing?
I thought you were our cousin. Okay,
I knew it wasn't cousin Sophia.
And I just talked to her.
Yeah.
Look, I just talked to her. Hey, girl. Thanks for
hey,
calling.
Of course. I was just calling to tell y'all I'm looking forward to the show and hearing all the prints and everything. And you guys do a wonderful job. Keep up the good work.
Aww.
Thank you, Kayla.
We appreciate you.
We appreciate that.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Hang
on in everyone
there.
Hello.
Tom?
Yes. I said tell everyone
hello.
It's really good to hear your voice.
I will. It's always good to hear you guys, too. Y'all have a good show.
Thank you, Kayla.
All
yes.
right.
Okay.
And if you have a request, did you have a request?
Mm-hmm. No, I already know you're going to play all the good ones, so no.
All right, girl. Let's sit on back
but
and
I'll
ride.
Tell you this.
Play some good ones.
Kiss is my favorite Prince song, so throw that in there for me.
She said, I know you're going to play all the good ones, but throw Kiss in there. Okay.
A double up on
that
Prince.
Yes.
Right. We got you, boo. Well,
right.
Enjoy. Much love.
I will.
You too. All right. We'll talk
okay.
to you.
Bye-bye.
And she,
nice
you don't have Kiss. So look, Kayla, if you're still listening,
see,
we have Kiss for you. It's not on our list, so we're definitely going to make sure we play that. Okay,
yes,
Kiss.
We are.
Double
so
up
that was,
Kiss.
Okay, so now I really got sweaty palms. Before I did get into anything talking about Mr. Wonderful Prince Rogers Nelson, I did want to give a special birthday shout-out to one of my good friends, Miss Jamie Kitchens. She's celebrating her birthday right now at dinner, but I did tell her I was going to shout her out, and she's going to celebrate with us after she gets done partying tonight. So shout-out to you, Jamie. Much love, and thanks for listening, and thank you to Kayla. So Prince Rogers Nelson, what a name already. Born June 7th, 1958. We lost him on April 21st, 2016 to an accidental fentanyl overdose. He was an American singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist, widely regarded as one of the greatest musicians of his generation. He was known for his flamboyant, androgynous persona and wide vocal range, which included a far-reaching falsetto and high-pitched screams. Don't get into that. Prince produced his albums himself, pioneering the Minneapolis sound. His music incorporated a wide variety of styles, including funk, R&B rock, new wave, soul, synth pop, pop jazz, and hip hop. He often played most or all instruments on his recordings. So I'm not going to take it too much farther than that. We could throw in anything that we want to, Queen or G-Lou or any of the listeners. If, you know, like we said, call in 914-803-4001. But other than that, we're going to get this party started. So you ready?
Oh, yeah. We're starting off with one of my favorites as well, When Doves Cry. Yeah, that's a memorable song.
Right. Take it from the Purple Rain soundtrack. Let's kick this thing off. Fabulous Friday. Queen Jean, Cousin Mercy, and G-Lou. When Doves Cry, Prince. And I forgot to tell everybody, we may have some that we might have to do live in concert version. So we're going to get extra treats tonight. Let's go.
Oh.
Of you and I engaged in a kiss. The sweat of the bar. kiss.
Sounds get laid down on West Side Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G. Lou, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tweet Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why.
Yay, we are back. We are back.
You know,
with Fabulous
listening
Friday.
To that song. Listening to that song, it just reminded me of how great of a performer Prince was. He would have that stage. He just had that command on that stage and just would, you know, that whole stage would just be his whole arena. I was like, wow, listen to that song right there. Kiss, great, great choice, Taylor. And also, When Doves Cry, that was released from his sixth album, Purple Rain, which was released in 1984, and it was recorded with his backup band, The Revolution, and was the soundtrack to his film acting debut of the same name. And that was an amazing film. That was a great film, Purple Rain. Yeah.
Purple Rain. Yep, yep. That's, in agreement. Yeah, total agreement. Everything you just said. I like to see Prince dance. Shout out to the shorter people like myself. I used to be like, man, he dance like that. He's so tiny. Look at him go. So, yeah, nice memories. Yeah.
What was he like, 5'2"? I mean, we found someone that we was a little taller than, so.
Yeah, with the heels.
That platform, but you know what? Prince was beautiful. He was a beautiful, his face, his hair, his whole statue, he was just beautiful. And I was like, man, look at Prince. Okay. Yeah.
I know, and I was looking at some photos of him the other day. I'm going to talk to y'all all night, but I was just thinking, I had this crazy thought, and I was like, you know, Michael Jackson wanted to be his friend, and he wanted to record with him, and he just wasn't having it. Like, he wanted him to be in the Bad video. He said he just didn't like the starting lyric of "Your butt is mine." He was like, no, I'm not going to be a part of that. But I was like, what if, like, if somewhere in his mind, even though he said he had that disease, he was even trying to look like Prince. Like, I don't know, because I was like, I was just thinking that for some strange reason the other day. Like, because, yeah, he was, you know, himself. He had natural beauty. Like, you never know what people go through, you know, when it comes to changing themselves. But, I just had a wild thought like that.
No, you never know what people go through on when they go to make changes. But, yeah, shout out to Prince and Michael Jackson. May they both rest in peace, you know. Like, and they both left us the same way as well. Drug overdose.
Right.
Like, wow. You know, like, wow. So, yeah.
Trying to cure pain, like real pain, body pain.
Yeah.
That's a mess.
Oh, that performance. So, okay, well, this is your second song, Cousin Marcy. That's what? That's like,
goodness. But yeah, we're
Prince
thinking of the instruments. Right, the titles can really go there, but, you know, it's really musical. So we'll get slowly into this soft and wet. Like, just some titles sometimes. It'd be like, wait. But that's where we're going next, Queen. Soft and wet, Prince.
Soft and wet. Let's go.
Oh, this was on the album cover. He was, like, only in his underwear, too. That was crazy. That was like,
absolutely.
Wow. Let's go.
Friends.
I'm losing you.
Let's
you know
go
what?
Crazy.
this is why.
Don't you know what?
This is why Prince is a great artist. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. his music, that's like rock and mm-hmm. Rock and roll and pop and funk. This is why he sold over 120 million albums worldwide, ranking him among the best-selling music artists of all time. His awards included the Grammy, President's Merit Award, the American Music Awards for Achievement and of Merit, the Billboard Icon Award, an Academy Award, and a Golden Globe Award. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004, the UK Music Hall of Fame in 2006, the Rhythm and Blues Music Hall of Fame in 2016, and was inducted not once but twice into the Black Music and Entertainment Walk of Fame in 2022. And this was after
this year.
His death. So he's right. So he still gets his recognition. You know, that's why he's legendary. He's just amazing. And like we said at the beginning of the show, he plays all his own instruments. That means,
yeah.
you know, that's definitely the definition of a bad mother, and we ain't going to shut our mouth.
Oh, my God. We can't shut our mouth.
Yeah.
I know. That Let's Go Crazy, that just reminded me of when they played a football game at a Prince concert. Oh, at the Super Bowl, and I was just like, man. And then it just, like, rained when he did Purple Rain. Could it have been any more perfect?
Mm-hmm.
Any more perfect?
Absolutely.
Or yeah, he gets you excited. It's all about that guitar. I'm in agreement. Again, she said no lies. She said no lies. Well, let's keep this thing rolling. That was what? Let's Go Crazy, Queen. Well, next. Oh, 1999, when I really was scared it was going to go down because people were coming to my job buying generators and all the water. That was another time they bought all the water and the toilet paper because the computers was going to get us. But he made this song.
You know, 1999, man. I had that album cover. Well, I had that album, of course. So the cover and, you know, if anybody still have that album cover, I don't know if anybody else noticed this, but that one, you got to really look at that one.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody got that now and you look at that one, yeah, that was, I used to, like, oh, my God, and that's when I was smoking joints.
Whoa, please, that was no hurdles. That was like, whoa.
That was deep. 1999. But see, that's
right.
Who Prince was. That's what,
mm-hmm.
that's what he's about. So, yeah, let's go on and listen to tonight. We're going to party, yeah.
And we made it through, y'all. We made it. We on 2022.
Damn near 2029.
Praise be, Lord. Fabulous Friday.
Enjoy.
Right? Get into those dreams. Yay, yay. Fabulous Fridays. You're here with Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, and G. Lou. Queen, I hear we have a caller.
Okay. Let's go.
Yay, yay.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, what's happening? Queen Marcy, Queen Jean,
hey.
And King G. Lou.
It's DJ
Maniac.
Yay, yay.
What's happening?
How you been? It's been a while. I had to call up the radio show.
I've been good. How you been?
I've been in pain, actually. Like, I pulled a muscle turning the patient. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Sorry to hear that.
Better. We want you to feel better.
Thank you.
I see you've been putting out some good beats, too, on checking you out. Fire
Thank
beats,
you. My favorite one is that Trey Baby Compton. That's my favorite one.
Absolutely. Yeah,
that's
a good one. Got to take care of yourself, DJ Maniac.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Get you some rest and vibe on now to the prince.
Most definitely.
Yeah, so are you enjoying the show? You have a request?
I am. I do, actually. You know what? You know what? First things first. Is this old school? Because every time I say a request.
Do you have a prince request?
Oh, most definitely. I love...
Yay.
Adore.
Oh, good one.
I love that song.
That is a good
one. Yep. Well,
you
we got
know,
you
I
coming
love
up.
Do Me Baby, but I love Melissa Morgan version better.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
That's because you love Melissa Morgan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real cool. Well, we thank you for calling in and checking us out
Most
and
definitely.
Riding with us on our show.
Always.
It means a lot and support. Most definitely.
Yeah.
So we got you on that Adore. That's actually on the list. So we got you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
We'll make sure we shout you out. You're very welcome.
Much
thank
love
you,
and
DJ
respect.
Maniac.
You're welcome, Queen Marcy.
Feel better.
Thank you.
All right.
Peace
DJ
and love.
Maniac. Right?
Peace and love.
Always checking in. Well, that's what's up, Queen. We still here at 914-803-4001. If you want to call in, give a shout out, request a song. We're celebrating Prince tonight. And we just got done with 1999. So next, we're going to go into... Sign of the Times. It's another one, Queen. Lyrics.
Let's go.
Let's go.
By chance, his girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did the same. At home, there were 70-year-old boys and their ideas fun. His beard in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack, toting a machine gun. Thank you. star will fly, neighbors will shine at home. But if a night falls and a bomb falls, will anybody see the dawn? Time.
Some of the music from back in the day is so relevant to today's world and what's actually happening now. You know, I heard a clip, and I think you shared it, where Prince said, "Don't let the internet use you, use the internet." And that's when the internet first came out. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty cool. I wanted to put this out there, just a little announcement. It's a back-to-school pop-up shop. And that will be tomorrow, September the 3rd, from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. The location is 6540 Del Amo Boulevard in Lakewood, California. So everybody should go there and check it out. It's a little pop-up. We have our family there, Natalie Garcia. She's going to be there with her maze and all her stuff and stick-it products. So check them out tomorrow. And also Sylvia Nunn, who gives out the free food every Saturday at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in Compton, California. And that's at 12 noon. You can follow her on SNN Angels on Instagram as well. I just wanted to put those two things out there.
Yay!
We do have this three-day weekend coming up with the holidays. So actually going to the food giveaway with Cynthia Nunn, that would be a wonderful thing to go to and share that information for those who are in need of food, you know, for this long weekend that we have. So I just want to put it out there. And also I want to give a shout out, not a shout out, but say happy birthday to my sister, a happy heavenly birthday. So today is her birthday.
Yes.
We miss you. I love you, June. So we wanted to put that out there as well.
She loved to see you coming. Oh my goodness, yes, happy birthday to my cousin and my loved one as well. Happy heavenly birthday. Yep. Alrighty, so let's see, we're still rolling right along. So we just did Sign of the Times. Next we're going to have Thieves in the Temple. If you saw the movie that was from, Tevin Campbell was in that. You remember that movie, Queen? Not the Under the Cherry Moon, but the other one, the one he did after that.
I'm not familiar. I'm just really familiar with Purple Rain.
Yeah, it was a good one too, but it did introduce us, like I said, to Tevin Campbell and some other people we have seen before. We said we're going to shout out Wendy and Lisa. He was part of the, it was part of the clique, and so was Apollonia and Vanity. So he has some pretty talented people around him all the time. Morris Day and a Time. What was that man? That Jackson at One Jackson, he was in it too. But yeah, so we're just going to keep this thing rolling. We're going to get into Thieves in the Temple and Diamonds and Pearls.
Sexiness to the left of you, sexiness to the right. It's all about the pimp sandwich tonight. Two.
I was going to say, hold your ears. He's going to let out a scream. Fabulous Fridays. We're doing the Prince review. Cousin Marcy and Queen Mr. G. Lou, you are tuned in. Call in 914-803-4001 if you have any requests or if you have anything just to say about Prince. I want to shout out Jamie Kitchens. Happy birthday again, Jamie, when you do get to listen. Happy birthday from all of us here. Yeah, Queen, I was thieves in the temple. And I still got that wrong. I still got it wrong. It was from Graffiti Bridge.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm definitely not familiar with that. Shout out to the G. Lou After Hours on YouTube tonight. He's going to have Big D on there doing an interview with Big D. So shout out to that. Go and head over to that, the YouTube channel at 9:30 and 12:30 for the so you can see the interview live with Big D and G. Lou this evening, the Friday After Hours.
Yay, yay.
It's the Blue Room on Sundays because that's the night vibe. So the club vibe on Sundays, the Oldies Room Forever, also on the at the G. Lou YouTube channel streaming live every Sunday. So check them out there. And also check out our website, thegloushow.com, for all unisex apparel, previous Blog Talk Radio shows, and the amazing music catalog of G. Lou, which includes Oldies Room Forever, Volume 3, produced by the amazing producer DJ Maniac. And I hear there's something new in the works now, so stay tuned. When that's available, we will definitely let you all know. Check out Bandana Davis. He has a new album that just dropped, and it's called Who is Bandana? And you can follow his YouTube page as well to check out his new joints. So I just wanted to put that in there. You know, between the show, I'll be in and out with announcements. So.
Thank you, Queen. Yes, yes. All righty. Well, we are halfway there. Prince sure knew how to sing a song to us, make us feel beautiful as women, as they say. Diamonds and Pearls, one of my favorite. Really love this one because he gave a spotlight to someone that was already big in the industry. But yeah, let's get into Diamonds and Pearls when he came up with the new power generation.
Would you be a happy boy or a girl?
He was doing right. I'll take the diamonds and pearls.
You said it was who?
Chuck's pearls. Recently, you know, that was a trend. Chuck's and pearls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Mm.
Yeah, diamonds sound better. Way, way better. Well, maybe you get those if you're the most beautiful girl in the world. That's
right.
What we got coming up next. Yes, we're just rolling right along with this Prince on Fabulous Fridays. Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, and G. Lou, the most beautiful girl in the world. One of my faves. Shout out to all the beauties.
Let's go. They shout out Serena Williams in the meantime for coming out doing her thing. She lost her third match, but it was okay. Like she said, I'm Serena Williams. I'm Serena. So shout out to Serena Williams.
Champion, for real. She said, that's it. I'm going out with a bang.
This was just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This was just for fun, just to see if she still had it.
Go on, Serena.
I far behind. Cause baby, this kind of beauty, it's got no reason to ever be shy. Cause honey, this kind of beauty, the kind that comes from inside.
Could you be the most beautiful girl in the world?
So beautiful, beautiful.
It's plain to see,
plain to see.
You're the reason that God made a girl.
The most beautiful girl in the world. Prince and the New Power Generation. Queen, was you into that phase of Prince, the New Power Generation, when he started having rappers and people?
What did you say? I'm sorry.
When he had the New Power Generation. Like this era, were you into that?
No.
Not really. She's
no,
like,
not, really.
Not at all. Nothing about it. Keep it moving. All righty. So we're going to just
do
that thing.
My earbuds are like, that's why I said, I'm sorry, what you say? They're going in and out. So that's just telling me it's time to get some new ones. Because they're going in and out. It was doing it yesterday as well. And then earlier today when I was having a conversation, I was like, wait a minute, I find myself pressing them further into my ear drum as if that's going to make a difference, you know, of the volume. But it's just, it's just time for a new set. That's it.
I can understand. All righty, so let's keep it moving. So we're going to stay in the New Power Generation for a minute, and then we're going to go back to the 80s. We're going to get into 7. And then Controversy. Alrighty, 7 and Controversy celebrating Prince tonight. Fabulous Fridays. We are rolling. Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Woo woo. G Lou. Rolling. One of my favorites right here, 7. I love the number 7.
Seven.
I love number 7.
I know the 7 men killed my father. They seem to come to me. And it changed. They must never find them. They must never find us. If anything should happen to you, I...
Words of compassion, words of peace.
See, I really was not familiar with that song at all.
I know.
That was a Yeah, that's what makes him genius, because he can come out with any type of music, you know.
I know you know this one. What they talking about? Controversy.
Yeah. I know that one.
I love Bazaar. Sheila E. and Prince. Shout out to Sheila E. to her family. We had about three songs. We was rolling. Controversy, Dirty Mind, I'm Gonna Be Your Lover, and Glamorous Life. He said, I don't know all that stuff. I don't know all that Prince stuff. How you feeling over there, Queen?
Oh, I'm good. I'm we're just thinking about that Glamorous Life with Sheila E. Sheila E. was bad as well. They were good together on stage. Yeah,
she comes from a real
feminist
family.
Well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so does Prince. Yeah. Most definitely. So, yeah, shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media, Tweed Cadillac, One World Magazine, G. Lou After Hours, and Dee Dee Harrison. So, shout out. Thank you for your support.
Yay, yay.
And also One World. All right. I mean, yeah, street level clothing as well.
She wears a long fur coat of mink, even in the summertime. Everybody knows from the coy little wink, the girl's got a lot on her mind. She's got big thoughts, big dreams, and a big brown Mercedes for dad. What I think this girl, she really wants to be in love with the man. She wants to leave glamorous life, she don't need a man's touch. She wants to leave. Thank you.
Is winding down. That was 7779311 by Morris Day and a Time. This Prince Party is coming to a close, Queen. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I know I did. Sweaty palms and all.
Oh, yeah. 7779311.
Oh. Right? A real phone number.
That number out too. Absolutely. So yeah.
That's crazy. That is super crazy. A LA number. Oh goodness. Well, let's see what we got left. We got a few left. We got the door. We still gotta get in. And that was a request.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. We got Scandalous. Yes, we got.
That's a good one.
CMF. Yes. Those are ones. I was hoping you would know. But yeah, if you want to, you want to take them out on that?
Oh, yeah. However you want to put it out there, let's do it.
All righty, Fabulous Fridays. We're slowing it down on this Prince thing. Queen Jean, Cousin Mercy, and D-Lou. Yeah, right now.
While we showcase the legendary artist, Prince.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great show, cousin. Appreciate you.
Yes,
peace
yes.
and love
Thank
to everybody.
You, Thank
Have a
you,
safe
D-Lou.
Weekend.
Yes.
Be blessed. And stay out the way. So peace and love to everyone, I say.
Peace, 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 and love, love, love. Happy birthday, Jamie. Yep.